Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the show where we talk a daf lesson a day in a few minutes your way, the audio daily dose of daf. We're up to Erevin 58 talking about swallowing up the tachum. The Mishnah had stated if there is a valley, he can swallow it up in the tachum. The Mishnah means that if there is a valley that is very steep, he doesn't have to measure the steep distance of the valley as being part of the tachum. Rather, he may measure from the top of the valley to the next part where the valley rises. If it is 50 cubits long, only 50 cubits are counted in the tachum and not the many more cubits that it takes to actually walk the distance from the top of the valley to the next point where the valley rises. To me, what jumps out at me is the idea of swallowing up and very steep. A lot of times we gobble up so many things. Lahavda, lahavda, we could binge on TV shows, binge on movies, binge on books, but how often do we swallow up Torah? Do we gobble down Torah? We should feel thirsty and we should feel so in need of Torah that we want to gobble it up, that we want to swallow it up. We should feel that the valley of Torah, the ability of Torah is so steep, is so deep that we can never get enough and we can never get to the bottom. Just as we might see a novel and read a novel that's so good we can't put it down, we need to see what happens next, we need to finish it. So too, even though Torah is not finishable, but you can't not do it, Pirkei Avos explains, we should feel that we want to get more and more, that we can never stop and we should never stop, and we want to see what happens next, we want to learn what happens next. We have to feel, we should feel, and we have to feel as if we want to always swallow up more and more Torah, because Torah is so steep. Just as the valley, talking about the tachum, could be swallowed up for the valley, we should want to swallow up words of Torah, eat it up, and binge on Torah, not on Gashmias and Narshkeit and Hevel, but try to binge on the Torah, learn more Torah, grasp more Torah, try to obtain more Torah. And Torah could be done in many ways, in podcasts, in shiurim, in videos, in reading, and in texts themselves. There are so many ways to learn Torah, to swallow up Torah. We should feel that we want to be able to just keep gobbling up Torah, gobble, 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 as much as we can, to eat more and more Torah, to learn more and more Torah, to gorge on Torah as much as we can. Again, Pirkei Avos says that we're not going to be able to finish everything over 120 years. We should be zocha, but we have to at least start a little bit every day, a little bit every day. Listen to more and more shiurim, read more and more Torah. Of course, we need to rest and relax at the end of the day, but the mainstay of our day, the main part of our day, the main kviyas to our day should be Torah. So again, just as the Torah here in the Gemara is talking about the valley swallowing up, being swallowed up in the tachum, and that it could be so steep, so too we should realize to swallow up and to eat up as much Torah as we can day by day. Realize that it's so steep, realize so deep that we could only do as much as we can. We should try to do as much as we can every day, day by day. Join us next time as we talk Erevin 59 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.